Blog Talk Radio.
It will take us all to heaven.
religion, 'tis the old time religion, friend. It's good enough for me, my fatherland, the old time religion. And he talked about it, some about it, all of his days. He had the old time religion, friend. It's good enough for me.
JD, and then he went with was it Statlers, I believe. What's his name? If Rhonda was here, she knows his name. Oh well. Anyway, we'll go to Sister Rosetta because I know we can, and we love Sister Rosetta. Didn't it rain? Man, she can play that thing. That's so awesome.
She can.
Too much. And it doesn't matter whether she's doing a slow song or a fast song. She just wails on that guitar. It's fantastic. I bet she was self-taught, too. I just bet she was self-taught.
Probably.
Oh, don't you wish. Okay, not going to happen. Not my age, so I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, how about the Million Dollar Quartet? They're pretty good, I hear. Yeah, right, Jenny. Okay, just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna
make it right.
Jesus gonna make it right.
You just can't, and you shouldn't, because it's too good. All right, people. How about Elvis doing Mansion Over the Hilltop?
Okay. Nice, Ellen.
Oh, good. Come here.
Come here, boy. Mm-hmm. Where were you?
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold, but in that city where the rats and will shine, a gold one, that silver one. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow.
Like that song, and I just liked it better when I heard him do it. So
right,
some songs
yeah,
are like that.
Yeah.
There's about 793 songs that are like that. Oh, mercy. Okay, Jerry Lee Lewis. Believe it or not, Jerry Lee Lewis did gospel as well as rock and roll and crazy. The man was totally crazy. You people know that. You know, he was off his rocker. Officially.
He was.
My goodness. I mean, you know, officially. He was off his rocker. So anyway, here is Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis doing I'll Fly Away. And I never liked this song until I heard these guys do it. It's great.
Some glad morning when this life is over, brother, I'll fly away to a land where joy will never end. I am going to fly away. I'm saying it out. Thank you.
Now that is my kind of gospel. Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
I was sitting here singing harmony through that whole thing because I just could not help myself. And it wasn't any of the harmony parts that they had because I'm a second soprano. So I got used to weird harmony parts. But you just can't help yourself when it's doing that. So if you can sing, if you can pull out harmony, you're going to do it because that song just kind of rings it out of you. That's my kind of gospel. That is my kind of gospel. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do another one. Here's Jimmy Swaggart and Jerry Lee Lewis doing Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through the pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand, it's the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, Lord, each day, help me do the best I can, for I need that light to guide me day and night. Bless me, Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need you get me out. Through the silver man, protect me by thy power. Hear my people plead. Oh, Lord, look down on me. I kneel in prayer, hope me to the blessed Jesus, oh my hand. I may see the blessed way.
Keep me that I may be wholly thine. Sing redemption song someday.
I will be a soul of praise and through that every man may take or stand.
As I onward go and daily meet the foe,
bless you, Jesus, hold my hand.
You might answer this, and I won't ever know it, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway, just to make you aware that stuff goes on in the music industry. Do any of you realize what Mickey Gilley, Jimmy Swaggart, and Jerry Lee Lewis all have in common? And it's not playing the piano. okay? Something more basic than that. Does anybody know, especially anybody like Sue or Carolyn or Brandon that I'm in contact with right now, do any of you know what those three have in common? What ties those three men together? Now, granted,
church.
Jerry Lee, no, not really. What Jerry Lee and Mickey Gilley are no longer with us. I don't know about Jimmy Swaggart. But they all had something pretty basic in common. So,
they're related?
Yes, they are related. They are cousins. They are cousins. Can you believe that? Oh, my word. I guess
yeah.
That's what happens from being from the South. Everybody's related. Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't resist that. See, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so things like that are not sacred to me. It just, hey, everything's open for whatever I want to say. I just, there's nothing sacred. So, yes, Carolyn got that right, too. So, good deal. Yes, they are cousins. Which is really not so strange when you listen to their music. I mean, Jimmy Swaggart's different. I mean, he did very, very well on this song, though. You know, he can sing. That just wasn't
mm-hmm.
his thing. And he made a big, big-ass boo-boo. But, you know, he apologized on his show in front of the whole world. And I gave him points for that one. I'm not crazy about the man, but I gave him points for the apology, okay? But, man, Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis, they can play that piano. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And
wow.
They can rock it. They can gospel. Mickey Gilley was very well known for his country music. Wow. Just wow. It just floors me when I stop and think that those three men are related. They're cousins. They're all from the same family. There's got to be
yeah.
something to the theory that talent runs in families. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And Carolyn brought up a point that Jimmy Swaggart can sing. Yes, we know. We just found that out if you didn't know it before, but I did know it before. But, yes, he used to sing on his show on TV all the time when I deigned to watch it. I'm sorry, I'm not for TV religion. I just can't do that. I did not know he could play the piano, though. So that is pretty cool. Okay, all three of them have that in common as well. But I was looking for the blood bond. They are cousins. That's what I was looking for. So, good one, Carolyn. Carolyn says it's in the water.
Oh, gosh.
Stay away from there. Stay away from there. You well, no, that wouldn't be a bad thing to be able to play the piano and sing that kind of music that way. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Go ahead and go there and drink the water. What the heck? It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Send some to me while you're at it. I could use a boost. Okay?
Yeah, really.
All right. Let's hit the Elvis streak. Let's go with Bosom of Abraham. Take 2 and 3.
Well, you better run.
Good here by the day.
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom
of Abraham, they rock, rock, rock.
Down in the
bosom of Abraham, they rock my soul.
Down in the
bosom of Abraham, they
rock, rock, oh yeah.
Rock,
oh, Lordy, Lord,
oh, rock my soul.
What happened? Did we run away?
No, man.
We never was really together. We're rushing a little too, aren't we?
Hey, I'll tell you. Okay.
You're the rhythm section. You're supposed to get it right. We're the singers.
Well,
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom
of my baby,
you rock, rock, rock.
Down in the bosom
of my baby,
you rock my soul.
Down in the bosom
of my baby,
you rock,
rock, oh yeah,
rock.
Oh, lordy, lord,
whoa.
Music, man, and the hillbilly music, the hillbilly gospel. Oh, wow. Okay, I do have something titled Hillbilly Gospel in here. I'm gonna have to find that and play it. That would be fantastic. Okay, how about Million Dollar Quartet doing Down by the Riverside?
Well, what was you playing a while ago, Carly?
Well,
I'm gonna lay down my burden
down by the
riverside, down by the riverside,
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study one more. Well, I ain't gonna study one more. I ain't gonna study one more. I ain't gonna study.
Being recorded. They were just jamming out and having a good time. Can you imagine? Yeah. They weren't meaning to sound good, and look how good they sounded. Oh, can you imagine what it would have been like if they had tried? Whoa. You'd have your socks blown off every time you tried to listen to them, which isn't a bad idea. I mean, you know, that's okay with me. I don't like to wear socks anyway, but, you know, I did find, okay, I don't know who this is because I didn't write it down, but that's okay. I found Hillbilly Gospel. Let's see, I don't even know if there's words to it, if it's just instrumental. It might be banjo guitar and string bass or garbage can bass or whatever. I don't know. But here we go with Hillbilly Gospel.
Light hat. I fly away.
I fly away now to that one.
Y'all sing it and she gets it
up again. Go to A.
Oh, have mercy.
For years I tried to get my life together. But those sad old country songs wouldn't let me be. Till Jesus heard my cry. He said, son, there's no use to cry. Just bring your old guitar and follow me. Cause I know there's no hillbilly heaven. Around God's throne. You can't sing his praises on Sunday, sing the blues all week long. Cause when Jesus changes your life, he'll change your song. You can't find a place to pray while you're on a dance floor. And you can't keep your eyes on Jesus while you're looking through a bottle of wine. You're just drifting farther away with every song that old jukebox plays. And there'll be no altar call at closing time. Cause I know there's no hillbilly heaven. There's no honky-tonk angels around God's throne. You can't sing his praises on Sunday, sing the blues all week long. Cause when Jesus changes your life, he'll change your song. When Jesus changed my life, he changed my song.
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't that just be fun to spend Sunday doing that on the front porch or wherever, in the front yard of the church, and just doing this kind of music all morning long? That would be fantastic. I could deal with that. I really could. I could deal with that. All right. We're going to go back to childhood for a song that I learned when I was 6 years old. And that's okay. You know, that's been around a long time. This is Reba McEntire, Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. I know, have he loved so long ago? Him come to me. Loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Bet you never sang that like a child that way. I know I didn't. Would have been cool, though, wouldn't it? No, Nazarene Church never would have stood still for that. Straight lace, tight corsets. I mean, you know, never would have worked. And you got to have some Southern Baptist to be able to do that. Or Methodist. I've done that in the Methodist church before, and they accepted it. They didn't think anything about it. It was okay. Nazarene, not so much. They would have let you do it, but not all the time, and they would not have joined in. They would have just listened to you, which is okay up to a point, but you kind of want to get to them. You want to make them feel that music. And I tried, and I was getting close. I was getting close. But you know what? That's okay. Everybody has to have their own way of doing it. And I don't go to the Nazarene Church anymore. It just kind of got boring. But anyway, all right, here we go with Elvis again. And I know you guys are going to hate that, but that's okay. I'm going to walk some golden stairs.
Yeah, also WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna walk them golden stairs.
One more. Tap.
Take
three.
I'm gonna walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to walk on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet but now I see those pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die. I'm gonna walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by lay down my sword, my battle is all won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die. I'm gonna walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus, he answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
Well,
I'm gonna walk it. Walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
Now that was one heck of a last note, I tell you. That tenor has a voice. He really does. Love it. Okay. Let's go with Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. That's one of my favorites.
Joshua Fit the Battle around Jericho. Around Jericho. Around Jericho. Joshua Fit the Battle around Jericho. And the whole
down. I got no friend, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the boss comes tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. He got no friend, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the battle I'm in my hand. I got no plan, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Oh, blow around, the Joshua cried, called the battle of men in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Oh, Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Down, down, down,
tumbling down. Don't you love it? They had it all together. They practiced enough. They sang, after every concert, they either went into the back room or up into Elvis' hotel room and sang gospel till dawn. That's a lot of practice. That's a lot of practice. Considering he was doing 2 shows a day, 7 days a week for who knows how many years. I knew, but I forgot. It was just such a mind-boggling figure. Man, that's what you get when you practice. It's fantastic. All right, how about Million Dollar Quartet? Just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Let's
have a little talk with Jesus. I'll tell him all about my troubles.
He will hear our faint and cry, and he will answer why. Well, when you feel a little traveling turning, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk where Jesus makes it right. Oh, that's fun.
You may have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
When he wrote my name above,
high.
And he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
Right.
He will answer by and by.
Now
burning. Let us have a little talk with my Jesus, gonna make it right.
Recordings from Elvis. You know, I don't think we're going to run out of music to listen to. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. All right. I just had to reoxygenate there for a second. All right, guys. You know, we're down to time. We got to say goodbye for today. I know Sunday's not very long, but it works better because people seem to like it at an hour. That's what they're used to on a Sunday, is an hour. So that's all right. And I don't always preach at you. Well, sometimes I don't preach at you. Most of the time I do, but, you know, sometimes I let you slide by. Anyway, hey, guys, you know what? This is a good way to start out your week. If you enjoyed this music, you're going to have happy bubbles in your body all week long. And it's going to bounce you right through the week, and you're going to feel good. You really are. So take it out there, and when you see people, smile at them. Hey, you know, give the world a smile, like the song says. Never hurts to spread smiles around. It causes joy. You know, it just makes people happy. There's nothing wrong with that, because it makes the smiler happy, too. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, hey, guys. Take it out there and share those smiles, all right? You do that. Now, don't forget the show on Tuesday. I'm not sure it's going to be all Elvis. I did not have that many listeners on Tuesday's all Elvis show. That tells me maybe people are getting tired of it. I don't know. So that's all right. That's all right. I'm not stopping the Elvis music. That's not what I'm saying. It's just for this week, it's not going to be all Elvis, and we'll see how it goes. You guys want all Elvis again, show up and support the show, okay? That's all I'm saying. All right, honeys, we're going to have more music regardless, okay? So take your smiles out there and share them, and in the meantime, may the good Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. So go out there and share that blessing with people that you meet. You'll be surprised what kind of good it can do. All right, I'm going to play Long Black Train to sing us out of today's show. And I'll see y'all on Tuesday, please. You'll love it. Take my word for it. Here we go.
And I just got off the phone with the DNA specialist out of Arizona. He says he believes Eliza is Elvis's half-sister and that Elvis is still alive. He says the proof is there. DNA evidence doesn't lie. In the studio, Lauren Lee, Fox 13 News.
Coming down the line, people on the shore, they're lost and crying. Thrills there, only evil remains. Watch out, my brother, for that long black rain. Just look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption starring back into your eyes. Burn is protection and there is peace and fame. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there is victory in the Lord, I say.
That long black train.